This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted that India today has become the second largest 5G market in the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, the minister emphasized that because of the government's focus, various sectors are getting fundamentally transformed. He added that close to 11 lakh crore investments have been done in different sectors. Mr. Vaishnaw further asserted that Indian Railways is becoming the second largest carrier at 1.6 billion tons this year, and ports are also growing at a tremendous pace. He mentioned that electronic manufacturing in the country was negligible 10 years back, but today it has become among the top export items.
Today we are the second largest 5G country in the world. Today our railways is becoming the second largest carrier at 1.6 billion tons this year. Highway network is among the largest in the world. Ports are growing at a pace which was unheard of. We have doubled the number of medical colleges in the 10 years. We have doubled the number of IITs in the 10 years. That's the pace at which things have changed in the last 10 years.
Around 70% work of Asia's longest tunnel, Jorjila Tunnel in Jammu and Kashmir, has been completed. The project, which will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Ladakh, has been constructed at a cost of over 5,500 crore rupees. Jorjila Tunnel project consists of a construction of a tunnel of more than 13 kilometers and approach roads to tunnel of length over 17 kilometers, totaling a total length of over 30 kilometers. This was stated by Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari while replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. He said the road infrastructure projects worth 2 lakh crore are being implemented in Jammu and Kashmir. He added that 105 tunnels are also being built in Jammu and Kashmir to further improve the connectivity.
करीब 2 लाख करोड़ के काम हम जम्मू कश्मीर में कर रहे हैं 105 टनल बना रहे हैं एशिया की सबसे बड़ी छोजिला टनल जो 12000 करोड़ रुपए जिसकी एस्टिमेटेड कॉस्ट थी वो केवल 5500 करोड़ में बनाकर पांचवी बार टेंडर हुआ पैसे बचाकर उसका काम 70% पूरा हुआ है ये कारगिल के पहाड़ी के नीचे है -8 डिग्री तक टेंपरेचर है और उस कठिनाई में हमारे लोगों ने बहुत अच्छा काम किया है.
Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and Indian Navy have carried out the successful flight test of indigenously developed vertically launched short-range surface-to-air missile VLSR-SAM from the Integrated Test Range, ITR, Chandipur off the coast of Odisha. The flight test was carried out from the land-based vertical launcher against a high-speed aerial target at a very close range and a low altitude. It has established the near-boundary low-altitude capability of the missile system. During the test, the target was completely destroyed by the missile, executing the high turn rate required for engaging targets at very close range and establishing the missile's agility, reliability and pinpoint accuracy. India has achieved a significant milestone in the global tea industry, surpassing Sri Lanka to become the world's second largest exporter of tea in 2024. According to data compiled by the Tea Board of India, the country exported an impressive 255 million kilograms of tea last year, marking a substantial growth in its export figures, while Kenya has retained the top spot. In Bihar, the Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting raids on several locations in Patna in connection with disproportionate assets and corruption cases against IAS officer Sanjeev Hans and others. Hans, former Secretary of the Energy Department, Bihar, and his several associates are accused in money laundering, corruption cases, and corruption in finalizing of tenders. The Khelo India Para Games 2025 is set to conclude with the grand closing ceremony this evening, marking the culmination of an inspiring and action-packed sporting event. Organized by the Sports Authority of India, the ceremony will be graced by Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khadse. In the IPL T20 cricket today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Lucknow Super Giants in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Rajasthan Royals by 8 wickets at Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.